When Richard Burtman went to California to pursue a degree in architecture, he left with a serious hobby after taking an elective course in welding.
I started to make this thing, and I didn't like it when I was completed, and I threw it in the trash. And I was walking around the campus, and someone said, "Hey, I saw your piece in the museum." And the professor had taken it out of the trash and put it in the museum, and I thought to myself, well, maybe I have some abilities here, and I should continue it. But I really love to do it.
Since completing his first sculpture over 50 years ago at the University of California at Berkeley, Burtman has continued to find time for sculpting outside his responsibilities as a partner at the international architecture firm CBT.
When I sculpt, it's a relief from the more, not mundane, but more structured kind of administrative things that you have to do as an architect along with the creative. So I think there's something in me that wants to do sort of creative things.
Burtman finds solace in sculpting because there's no pressure to please a client or follow rules and restrictions. David Keene, the executive director for the Kachewitz Center for the Arts, has curated a dozen of Burtman's kinetic sculptures as a part of the center's summer theme, Let Me Entertain You.
The pieces that are in this exhibit on the kinetic side are playful and whimsical and just have a really great sense of humor.
The sculptures on exhibit move with the push of a button that visitors will find on the floor next to the piece. The smallest moving sculpture, titled Wimbledon, is about the size of a shoebox, but the rest tower around 6 feet. The pieces are mostly made of welded steel and carved wood. When they're not on display, they reside in Burtman's home. Keene distinctly remembers the first time he stepped in the artist's home.
When we walked into Richard's house, we were amazed that it was completely filled from one room to another of these 4, 5, 6 foot sculptures that moved, that made all kinds of noise. It was just crazy. It was almost like walking into an amusement park of sorts that someone lived in, but of a really high artistic caliber.
When he got out of school, his art was more abstract. But as he got older, Burtman noticed his pieces becoming more and more figurative and recognizable. He exhibits his work on a consistent basis, but doesn't like to sell his pieces. This attachment can pose a problem, especially evident with the mechanical clone-like sculpture he keeps in his house.
And of course, I'm the only model I have, so it's always looking into a mirror and using myself. And I think that's what scares my wife a little bit when she sees these things moving.
You can see that sculpture, First Attempts at a Bionic Man, among others at the exhibit, which is open to the public for free until August 24th. Burtman stops by the gallery periodically to fix a twisted chain or malfunctioning motor. But he says the wear and tear associated with kinetic sculptures is worth it, as long as visitors leave smiling. For WCAI's Creative Life, I'm Kat Sampson.